Well, I guess so.
Call to order Newcastle County Council meeting, office 30, 6:30 p.m., 2016. Please stand for moment of silence. Thank you. Please join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Giller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. Woods?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call goes 12 present, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have approval minutes.
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Minutes are hereby approved. Any announcements from members of council tonight? Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Mr. President. Under the proper order of business, we will have a presentation this evening to our county police canine unit.
Thank you. Mr. Hollins?
Mr. President, I may have a presentation tonight.
Thank you, sir. We now have introduction of ordinances, ordinance 16-082 through ordinance 16-088.
Ordinance 16-082 revised any map next to Cumbria West Side Valley Road north of Brook Run and opposite McGraw's Auction Gallery. 19.84 acres from S suburban to SD suburban transitioned to amend the 2012 comprehensive plan consistent therewith. Ordinance 16083 to provide for the installation of Arlington street lights in the Spring Oak subdivision located in St. George's Hundred and for a light tax based on the cost of street lights. Ordinance 16084 amend the grants budget appropriate $332,224.42 in actual program income and $167,775.78 in anticipated program income to the Neighborhood Stabilization Program 2 grant, which is administered by the Newcastle County Department of Community Services. Ordinance 16085, amend the pay plan rights of pay for classified service employees sworn deputy sheriff represented by the Fraternal Order of Police, Newcastle County Lodge Number 5. Ordinance 16086, in the FY 2017 capital budget, appropriate $81,282 from the Recorder of Deeds Technology Fee Account and the Newcastle County Technology Fee Account to the Department of Administration Information Systems Expansion Capital Project. Ordinance 16087, appropriate $100,000 in the State of Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, DENREC Wastewater Asset Management Incentive Program, grant number 9000073 to the Department of Special Services Asset Management Capital Project. Ordinance 16088, to revise Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, also known as Unified Development Code, or UDC, regarding impact fees for fire and rescue.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have reports from committees. Start with the Finance Committee, Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the Finance Committee meeting today, on the agenda we had three resolutions and two ordinances. Resolutions, which are up for vote tonight, one was a grant to Newcastle Conservation District for stream bank stabilization in Little Run Creek and Bear, or actually in Corner Catch in Hokesson. We also had one for software enhancement and maintenance contract for Hanson Software. We had one for to approve the rules and procedures that govern the administration of the Strategic Economic Development Fund under ordinances, two grants, first from the State of Delaware, Department of Justice Special Law Enforcement Assistant Funds that will pay for tasers and accessories for the Department of Public Safety. The other one is reflecting an increase of $37,761, which is the value of three vehicles, which are going to be given to us by the State Delaware Department of Justice, and those vehicles will be used for undercover operations. We approved numerous council grants and nothing under expense roundtable, revenue roundtable, nothing under other, no public comment, and we adjourned the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Mr. Smiley, have anything to add?
No, sir.
Land use, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll defer over to my co-chair, Janet.
Mr. Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the meeting at 3 o'clock today, we talked about Resolution 16144, which changes the name of a road, and we also had a presentation on, from Wilmapco on their Route 141 study.
Thank you, Ms. Kilpatrick. Mr. Sheldon, Personnel Committee.
We had a Personnel Committee meeting today at 2:30 where we discussed and asked for Deputy of Clerk to be approved for the next 90 days, which would be Nellie Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. The Executive Committee, we met at 4 o'clock. We had a very brief meeting. Resolution 16-145 will be voted on tonight, and CEO Mulaney briefed the Council on upcoming Veterans Project in Odessa. President Pro Tem Harlan, do you have anything to add?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Consent calendar, any member of the Council, the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. The item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of the room and online. Is there anyone from Council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to accept and approve the calendar?
So moved.
Or a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Resolution 16141, congratulating and commending Charity E. Kramer on her recent 2016 win. Resolution 16142, honoring the life of James Christopher Chris Roberts, Sr., and expressing condolences to his family and friends. Resolution 16143, congratulating the Newcastle County Police Department's K-9 unit on the celebration of its 30th anniversary.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Trackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
President DeRocco, we have 12 left, one absent.
Consent calendar has been passed. We have presentations from Council members Bell and Hollins.
Okay. Mr. President, I'd like to ask yourself, as President, President Pro Tem Hollins, co-chairman of our Public Safety Committee, Councilman Jay Street, as well as Dave Tackett, Councilman Dave Tackett, who is very active in the various kennel-type clubs and canines. So if they could come forward and join us with the presentation. At this time, I'd like to call upon Staff Sergeant Brent Snyder, the canine unit supervisor, various trainers, and members of our elite County Police K-9 unit to come forward.
Bring in the dog. Bring in the dog.
Would Lieutenant Colonel Vaughn go with us? I thought I saw Lieutenant Colonel Vaughn, and how about Major Crow? Please come forward. Okay, good evening, everyone. This evening, Newcastle County Council, all members of the County Council, are honoring and recognizing our Newcastle County Police K-9 unit. Whereas the Newcastle County Police Department's K-9 unit was established in 1986 with the first K-9 team consisting of Officer Stan Downward and his K-9 partner Jesse. Since then, the K-9 unit has had 52 K-9s assigned to the unit. The first K-9s were bloodhounds used for their keen sense of smell and for tracking owners. Today, the K-9 unit utilizes German Shepherds, known for their strength, intelligence, and obedience, and Belgian Malinese, known for their confidence, hard work, steadfast loyalty, and intelligence. Since the use of K-9s has expanded, all K-9s are trained in patrol and scent work. Patrol work includes obedience, tracking, article searches, building searches, and apprehensions, While scent work involves recognition of specific drug or explosive odors, and whereas all canine teams are trained by certified Newcastle County Police canine trainers, after approximately 6 months of training, the teams must pass tests prior to certification. The new canine teams are fully capable of responding to all calls for service, including significant felony crimes, burglaries, robberies, shootings, rapes, and assaults where the suspect is still present or has fled on foot from the scene. The canine also conduct sniffs of vehicles, residences, businesses, schools, and other structures for illegal drugs or explosives. In addition, the drug odor canines are used to sniff for suspected drug money. The canine unit does not only focus on criminal work, but are regularly requested to search for missing children, the elderly, or individuals with physical or mental health disability issues. Whereas the canine unit is utilized by every unit within the department, canine teams are utilized by the criminal investigations unit and mobile enforcement teams to search for drugs, explosives, firearms, ammunition, and suspects as a regular part of their investigations. Canine teams are also part of various community outreach programs and events hosted by community services units. Specific canine teams have been used as part of the SWAT team and for perimeter containment during SWAT operations. And whereas through the years, the canine unit has amassed numerous awards and commendations, including commendations for valor, bravery, and merit, and the Delaware State Police Superintendent Award. Their heroic efforts are exemplified by canine Nero and his handler, Corporal Philip Arfero, during the response to an in-progress robbery. While attempting to apprehend the suspect, the suspect attempted to shoot the officer. Canine Nero jumped at the suspect, knocking the gun out of the suspect's hand. More recently, Canine Axe and Master Corporal Carter tracked down a missing autistic child who had wandered away from his residence. And Canine Gucci and Officer Williams tracked down a missing elderly subject with dementia. Both of these individuals were located and returned safely to their families. And whereas the canine unit started with a single canine team, and with the professionalism, dedication, and hard work, has grown to a 15-officer unit. The current canine unit consists of Staff Sergeant Brent Snyder, Unit Supervisor, Trainers Master Corporal Joseph Priesti, and Canine Eros, Master Corporal Christopher Sarnecki, and Canine Nitro, and 11 other canine teams, which are assigned to different patrol squads. Master Corporal Chad Carter, and Axe, Master Corporal Stephanie Cerquez and Max, Master Corporal Stephen Dunhue and Monty, Master Corporal Edwin Mousley and Aiko, Senior Corporal Mark Lutz and Champ, Officer Corey Best and Diesel, Officer Mary DiGotti and Figo, Officer Paul Schmack and Thor, Officer Corey Tanier and Ace, Officer Devin Williams and Gucci, and Officer Robert Williams III and Loki. Now therefore be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County that the County Council hereby congratulates the Newcastle County Police Department's canine unit officers and their canines for past and present for their outstanding commitment and service to the citizens of Newcastle County, Delaware. Congratulations on her 30th anniversary.
Yes, he can. I couldn't even read it.
Thank you.
Want to say anything? Any comments?
No.
Okay. And Councilman, yeah, Tackett, would you like to say? Well, no. This was brought to my attention about not just the 30th anniversary, but also the talent registries and everything. So would you want to kind of comment a little bit about some of the accomplishments that they've made with the registries?
Yeah, absolutely. I compliment a little bit of what you said and what you did in the resolution. And I think it's just excellent observation as to what this unit does as opposed to what they do in the community and the way the community recognizes it, just by taking a look at Facebook. If you look at Facebook and their Facebook page, there was over several thousand likes that hit when they located the one individual. And it was shared hundreds and hundreds of times. So you've got to multiply the likes times how much we can share. So it just shows you that the service that this unit provides to our constituents that we serve is phenomenal. And we just owe them an overwhelming thanks for it. And let's give them a nice round of applause.
All right. Okay. I think, you know, a lot of times you say things speak for themselves, but this truly is one of our elite special operations unit of our county police department, which I think we all recognize and know are second to none in the state or in the nation.
Job well done.
Next time, bring the dogs.
That's what I was waiting for.
Sit it on Jay's desk.
Mr. Hollins has a presentation.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to ask if Ms. Stanton, Charity Kramer would join me up front, and if you would join us as well, Mr. President.
Congratulations, Charity.
Sure.
Thank you both for those presentations. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Resolution 16-144, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like resolution 16-144 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 16-144 to correct the street name within the reserve at Darley Green, located on the north side of Philadelphia Pike and the southwest side of Darley Road. Recorded as Light Horse Way to Light Horse Lane.
Mr.
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution refers to a street in the Reserve at Darley Green. Reserve at Darley Green is the apartment and commercial building phase of the Darley Green project in Claymont, and it's a correction. It was originally recorded as Lighthouse Way, and we're going to correct it to Light Horse Lane. So, per title, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Stiller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
President Roll Call, Rules 12, Yes, 1, Absent.
16-144 is approved. 16-145. I move that 16-145 be read by title only, placed before this council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 16-145, authorizing County Executive to sign the collective bargaining agreement with a sworn deputy sheriff represented by the Fraternal Order of Police, Newcastle County Lodge Number 5.
Per title. Council, have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Stiller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes. Yeah.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
President of the Roll Call, Rules 12, Yes, 1, Absent.
R-16-145 is approved. R-16-146, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Like R-16-146, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 16-146, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to Newcastle Conservation District for professional services, requires to stabilize a section of the stream bank along Middle Run Creek in the rear yards of the unit block of Highley Court in Corner Cut Estates for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $3,500.
Councilman.
Yes, thank you. Sometimes we have a discussion about titles reflecting what's in the legislation. Well, this is an example of one that is an overkill. Per title.
Council, have any comments or questions? Public comment. Senator, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Stiller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Kapatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
President of the Roll Call, Rules 12, Yes, 1, Absent.
R-16-146 is approved. R-16-147, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Like Resolution 16-147, read by title only, placed before Council for its consideration.
Thank you.
Resolution 16147, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for Infor Public Sector Inc. for the renewal of maintenance contract for annual technical services agreement for land use and special services Hanson software for the Office of Technology in the amount of $205,629.74.
Mr. Carter.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's one more example of the commitment of this government to maintain our software systems that are so important for use of the professional personnel in the county government, and the Hanson software, we all know, is the key software package and system for the county. And so this is it's an annual maintenance agreement, technical service agreement for that system.
Council, public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, call, please.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Tillard?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
President Bill Cardell, 12 yes, 1 absent.
R16-147 is approved. R16-148, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that Resolution 16-148 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 16-148, approving rules and procedures to govern administration of the Strategic Economic Development Fund.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This is the third in a series that goes with the creation of a strategic fund for economic development purposes, so that there is transparency in this process. This was handed out to all of Council, made public prior to today. Since it's a fairly lengthy document, we wanted to make sure that everybody had a chance to read it. And what it does is basically sets out the procedures that go with this fund as far as application, the evaluation process, the distribution process, the investment process, how the review committee will be, that it has to come before Council, that it will be signed by the county executive. Everything that we could do to make this a transparent process, we did. And the basis of the strategic fund is to either help retain businesses here or help startups, not in huge funds of money, but in grants or loans that could be given for something such as the technology portion of their business if they needed help setting up a computer, or if they had a glitch in the business and they were tight on money, that we could help them get through a small area if a machine broke or something that would be of that nature, not paying millions of dollars to try to bring somebody here. And this was basically structured after the State Economic Development Strategic Fund guidelines.
Thank you. Council, have any comments or questions? I'd like to add as a co-sponsor on this.
Thank you.
Any public comment? Senior Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R16-148 is approved. Ordinance 16-080. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move that Ordinance 16-080 be read by title only, placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 16-080, amended grants budget, appropriate $26,300 from the State of Delaware Department of Justice Special Law Enforcement Assistance Fund SLEEP to the Newcastle County SLEEP Tasers and Accessories Grant to the Department of Public Safety.
Council.
As per title, Mr. President.
Council. Public comment. Senator, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 16-080 is approved. Ordinance 16-081, Mr. Bell. Mr. Street?
Yes, Mr. President. I'd like to have ordinance number 16-1 read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 16-081, amended grants budget appropriates the monetary value of $37,761 of three donated vehicles received from the State of Delaware Department of Justice to the Newcastle County Asset Seizure Grant for the Department of Public Safety.
Per title. Council. Public comment. Senator, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Duval?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
President DeLoco, this 12 yes, 1 absent.
Order 16-081 is approved. Anything on item J? Item K? Public comment under item L? Anything on the item, Mr. Street?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thank you and good night.
Okay. Councilman, take the rest of the night off. Okay.
All right.